You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 1st, 2022, we are live streaming as I speak at Larry Connors, USA, rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you to our Rumble page. You'll see previous postings. You'll also see we can push and watch live, just kind of like watching me on TV on the old days, but this is not just news. This is news and commentary. I make it very clear to you. I'm going to express opinions, not just going to give you facts. You may or may not agree with the opinion. That's fine. But I'm going to say them anyway, because it is Larry Connors, USA. I do thank you for supporting the program and spreading the word. You guys are actually making this program even bigger than I thought it could reach, and we're looking beyond other borders at this point. All right, to the news and commentary. We're waiting to see exactly what President Trump, forgive me, as a slip of the tongue, Freudian. I'm not trying to say he should be president. I just simply, stupidly said Trump when I meant President Biden. Will be delivering an address tonight in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. He's going to talk about the healing the soul of the nation. But then, of course, just last week at a fundraiser, he criticized the extreme MAGA philosophy of Donald Trump driving the Republican Party and says not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy that underpins the, I'm going to say something like it's semi-fascism. That's exactly what he said. So what you going to do at this speech to make things better? It'll happen tonight, 8 Eastern Independence Hall in Pennsylvania. But we're getting close to the midterm, and there is still concern that the Democrats will be hit with a red wave tsunami. So the game is still on. Biden can talk about unifying, but he's also going to draw lines of distinction and differences between various grades of Republicans and our conservatives. And with last night, Sarah Palin eventually being declared the loser of the special election held in Alaska to replace Congressman Young, who had passed away. Some are saying, see, there's your proof. Well, not really. They were for the first time using their ranked voting system. And already a lot of people have problems with it. They quit voting a couple of weeks ago. They just now got through tallying all the votes. You tell me that there was no opportunity for something to go wrong. But aside from that, the winner is only going to hold the seat until November for a general election. A number of FBI agents say they've lost confidence in Director Christopher Wray. They are calling for his resignation. An attorney who represents the whistleblowers and agents said they feel like the director has lost control of the bureau. They're saying, how does this guy survive? He's got to leave. We may be coming to that. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but your kids are not doing that great in math and reading. Their scores are among the lowest in decades. For many, we said it's not surprising because we knew these lockdowns and forcing kids into remote learning was going to cause irreparable harm, not only on their psyche and their mental capabilities, just seeing that they were okay, but on their ability to study. But Secretary of Education Cardona said, oh, no, it's alarming, it's disturbing, not surprising, but we're doing better now. Of course, they don't have any numbers to show that. They're just going to claim it. In the meantime, Nicole Safier, a physician, criticizing the CDC, Democrats, and teachers' unions' pandemic response for creating this massive disservice and lack of education for our children. Bank of America announcing it was not require you to put down a loan if you're buying a house. You don't have to put a down payment down on your loan. Well, let me correct that. You're not going to have to do that if you're primarily black and Hispanic neighborhoods in five U.S. cities. There are a lot of folks right now that are having a hard time staying where they are. But this is race-based. And that means race baiting.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling wild lies. One leads to another. Cross your heart, let you hold the dime. Drinking dog whiskey, telling wild lies.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
To sum up the filing, I think they have Trump dead to rights. The Department of Justice in its filing yesterday basically said, first, Trump stole the documents. Second, he lied about stealing them. And third, he's now inventing excuses to cover his actions, that three parts that you mentioned before. And it's so damning because if this were a normal client and a normal set of lawyers, we would be talking about a plea agreement right now. And it's clear why Trump attacked the integrity of the FBI right away after the search warrant. It's because the FBI found the goods. The evidence is incredibly damning.
So says the MSNBC legal analyst, Neil Katyal, or Katyal, however you pronounce it. He says he's an attorney, but he's already prejudging the case, and he has not seen one fact whatsoever, other than what's been reported. Hasn't seen anything. But he's already decided Trump is caught. The evidence is damning. But if I had him here on the air, if he would dare come on with me, I'd say, have you seen any of the evidence yourself? Any of it? Have you seen what's in the so-called documents? Have you seen what's inside the folders that might be labeled top secret, classified? And the answer will be no, 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 if he's honest. But he's saying, oh, there's enough. It's there. And see, he is willing to accept the base premise pushed by the Democrats that Trump has got to be guilty, and this is the evidence that will lock it, that will absolutely show that he is guilty. Whether or not will lead to criminal charges, we're still waiting to see. And Trump, he calls out for, he went immediately on the attack for the FBI, against the FBI. When, why the hell not, when you look and see what the FBI leadership has been doing against Trump and conservatives since the night Trump won the election? For all that 4 years that he was in office and since, And they continue. They're looking for anything that will break the logjam that they think Trump has put up, the dam that's holding everything back. On the other side, Trump supporters and so forth are looking for everything that will break the what's happening inside the FBI and the DOJ wide open, and the flood will take with it several federal agents. But still, against what they're dealing with at this point, even former Judge Napolitano said in his view that the DOJ is going to have to, will have to, indict Donald Trump.
Because I don't think the government would have gone through this without planning in advance to indict him. It pains me to say it, and I don't think he should be indicted. But I think the people that will make this decision have already made up their minds, and they'll make this presentation to the grand jury right after the midterm elections.
Timing again, right? We'll let it all play out, keep it in suspense, keep the balls in the air going into the midterm election, and then drop the hammer after the election. If it's that clear and locked down, why isn't it being carried out now? For the same reason that for all these many months they claimed that Trump had these documents, there was no effort to escalate as they did with a raid on his home. Trump and his attorneys were cooperating, or maybe not, to the extent they wanted, but they were doing what they needed to as lawyers protecting their client. And I'm not telling you that I support one side or the other on who's right. I don't know. And neither do you. You might have a belief. I have a belief. I believe it is all a sham, but that's an opinion. It's not based on any facts. It's just other than what we've already seen happen. And we know numerous whistleblowers have already come forward to Senators Grassley and Johnson, and they're naming names. They're not just giving anonymous names. They're naming names and their activities and what they were doing. And as I mentioned in news and commentary, a former FBI agent who's now an attorney representing these whistleblowers says agents tell him they feel like the director, that'd be Christopher Wray, lost control of the Bureau. I have to ask, did he ever have control? The Washington Times reported these other agents are asking, how does this guy, speaking about Wray, how does this guy survive? He's got to leave. This, of course, coming just after senior FBI official Timothy Tebalt left last week, voluntarily resigning. Right. I voluntarily stand in front of the firing squad. Now, the other key the other agents have to be concerned about, in addition to the whistleblowers and how many of them actually exist, Trump claims he has an army of whistleblowers, but not only how many exist now, but how many might still turn to try to save their own arse. And you have to ask about Tebalt, since he's the first one out the door, is he going to roll over and name other people and things? Everything has a tipping point, but Senator Grassley put it correct. Political bias should have no place at the FBI. The effort to revive the FBI's credibility cannot stop with his exit. Now, what we have going on as I speak, they're having another hearing on whether or not there will be a special master to review these documents. Now, special master, the Trump team asked for a special master, which means someone that does not have a dog in the fight, doesn't represent the government, does not represent Trump, someone to look at the documents and see for themselves if some of them are privileged communications between Trump and his attorneys, if they fall under executive privilege, and if they really are still classified or not, and did he actually mishandle them or just careless or didn't know? He said he turned over everything, which is what you have the left continuing to hammer now. Say, Trump said he gave everything up. Had his lawyers say that. So now we know that he didn't, because they go into his office and they find all of these things. And again, here's Neil Cattell of the MSNBC legal analyst explaining that all of this has Trump cornered.
The evidence is incredibly damning. There's no defense, really, for what he did. And we know that because Trump is, like, on social media all the time. He's addicted to it. And yet he's still not able to provide any sort of explanation for what in the world he's doing with those documents. The grand jury subpoena, which Trump got, he got to read it. And it says on there that they're asking for not classified documents, but anything marked as classified. And despite that, and despite Trump getting extension after extension to comply with the grand jury subpoena, he didn't turn over the documents. And that's why that extraordinary picture that you showed is so important. The classification stuff, we've talked about this before, is besides the point in a lot of different ways, like the Espionage Act and the like. But here you have a clear, simple, easy charge. The grand jury asked for this information. You didn't provide it, and you told your lawyer in a sworn statement that the lawyer in a sworn statement said, I provided all the information. You didn't.
Well, based on what he said at the last, that would prove to be true, judging by the picture that the FBI purposely put out. And they took these papers out of one file case and spread them on the floor. And some of them are clearly marked classified, top secret, sensitive nature, things of that nature. At least the folder is. We don't actually know what's inside the folder. And Trump says they made it look like that's the way I was keeping them, just laying on the floor. That's not right. They were all in a file. Well, whether or not they were on the floor or in the file, the Justice Department is saying he shouldn't have them. That's their contention. So, again, you've got the Trump team pushing for a special master to be appointed. And the Department of Justice is fighting against that. Why would the DOJ, the FBI, the Attorney General say we don't want anyone impartial looking at this? Riddle me this. Would it be because they know this is all a farce? I mean, the fact that they took those documents, put them down on the floor, next to a box, and inside the box is Trump on the cover of a Time magazine. You know what the message was meant to be for everyone that saw it. And to that extent, Jason Chaffetz, a former congressman of Utah, now a Fox analyst, said that was not only out of the line, that was pushing propaganda.
Look at that picture. If they put it back up on the screen, look on the far right. That's a picture of Donald Trump on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah, right.
They've got it in a box. And then they scatter them on the floor and take pictures of it. That doesn't garner any confidence that there's not a political agenda. You can make your legal case to the judge, which is the document that they're supposedly putting together, without showing a photograph. They did the photograph for public relations to damage Donald Trump. There is no other purpose for that. It is not a legal purpose.
No, he's absolutely right about that. It served no purpose other than to show you, the public, look at all this stuff. But again, just because it's got a cover page, it says, or a folder that's marked confidential, top secret, doesn't mean there's anything actually inside of it. And on top of that, it doesn't mean anything other than what the picture shows you. You're not that stupid. I know you're not. Not this audience. But unfortunately, there are many across the nation who will look at that picture and say, oh, my God, look, all these documents classified, all the, and did Trump just leave them laying on the floor? Well, no, he didn't. They took them out of the file. They admitted that. The other part of the story that comes up still goes back to really why were they doing that at this time? The storyline in the beginning, well, he had papers, documents the National Archives felt it should hold. Then the story was, well, there might be classified top secret documents. Then the story was, it might even include nuclear information. The story just kept, whatever door you need, open it, there'll be another explanation behind it. And to that extent, the former director of National Intel, John Ratcliffe, appearing on Fox last night, he had also served at one time as a federal prosecutor, a U.S. attorney, And he said, you need to realize truly what's going on here.
Good prosecutors with good cases play it straight. They don't need to play games. They don't need to shop for judges. They don't need to leak intelligence that may or may not exist. And, you know, in this case, this tells you that the government didn't find what they were looking for. There weren't nuclear secrets in Melania Trump's underwear drawer. And they're trying to justify what they've done. They're not playing it straight before the American people. And, you know, I think that's going to play out.
It will play out one way or the other. And he is correct. You don't need to play games. You've got everything you need. And you don't put that kind of material out for the public, as former Congressman Chaffetz was saying, unless you want to paint a picture to make it, he's got to be guilty. I'm looking at a write-up on Trump's response to the court submission of the documents case, and according to this write-up, this was written by the Independent. A writer for the Independent said experts described the response from the Trump team in defending or saying it shouldn't have been carried out. Said it was total BS, gibberish, nothing coherent. That's what they're claiming. I mean, again, these are one of the Trump lawyers in what they presented. Well, one of those same lawyers said, no, they found three mundane statutes and trying to hang him on that. Coming up, what are we doing about the drugs crossing into our country?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
300 overdoses a day now. We know how the fentanyl is coming into the country. It's coming right across the southern border. The DEA administrator says so. So when is the president going to do something?
So I will say that you have seen a 200% increase of fentanyl seizures, which means that we are doing the job of catching drug traffickers. 200%. Hold on. 200% increase. Just
and
again,
life
seizures.
Expectancies are going down at a rate not seen in a century, and part of that is being driven by drug overdoses. So what is the president going to do?
And we agree. We see those same numbers as well. But the fact that we are securing the border, the fact that we are securing record levels of funding from DHS so they can stop illicit drugs from entering into the country, the fact that it's not just drug traffickers that we're dealing with as well, we're stopping financiers. This is what's happening with this under this administration.
And this is what is happening is a fact that they deny. That was Peter Ducey, Fox News, asking the White House spokeswoman, what is the president doing? I didn't hear an answer, did you? Oh, she's touted. We've had a 200% increase in charges and arrests. That means nothing, considering that we've had 2 million plus come into this country that we know of during the Biden administration so far. This year. By the way, of course, a lot of folks were upset with Governor Abbott of Texas taking illegals, putting them on buses and sending them to D.C. and New York City. And some were even saying that's racist to put those people on the buses and send them. Well, they volunteered. Do you want to go to New York City? Yeah. Do you want to go to Chicago? D.C.? Yes. And then, of course, some of them decide they want to make the bus driver stop along the way and get out somewhere else, but that didn't happen. And now Governor Abbott is offering buses to Chicago, another blue sanctuary city. And according to the money paid so far to Wind Transportation, the charter bus company they've been using, CNN claims that the state of Texas has now spent more than $12 million on a campaign to bust folks out of their state into these other areas. That's a drop in the bucket. They're going to make it sound like it's really big. That is nothing compared to what it would cost to keep them all in the state and overwhelm your state and city and county resources. And again, what are we really doing to stop the flow of fentanyl? And, of course, they're coming across without really being checked for COVID either anymore. You know that. Which brings up another issue. We have them from coming across the border from 150-plus nations, many in the Middle East. Some have been from Asia, some from Europe. In the meantime, word comes out that one of China's biggest cities locked down 21 million residents because they have a zero COVID policy. I mean zero. If anybody in the town is found to have COVID, the whole town has to lock down. So yesterday, the FDA approved new booster shots. With that came this concern from Dr. Marty Makary. And he said, the White House is pushing Americans hard to take novel COVID vaccine before the studies are complete. Yeah, the White House coordinator the other day implored Americans, get the new vaccine. It's going to be really important for this fall and winter. Get the new shot. He sent in talking to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But Dr. Makary says, where's the data? Where's the science to support this? He said these new mRNA vaccines expected to be authorized fully, and they are now supposedly. When he made the statement, they hadn't been. He said there are no clinical trial results that are public. He said we know nothing about them. Once again, we're urging the American people to blindly obey. Take the jab. And he said, that's not only bad medicine, it's bad policy, and it's certainly not following the science. He said, we saw the same data ambush 2 months ago with the COVID vaccines for babies and toddlers. The White House and public health promised and pushed hard for children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years. Vaccine manufacturers suddenly released data and declared them safe and effective. The media, he says, blindly parroted the message. He said, but the catch is the underlying data showed the study sample was too small to make safety conclusions. And much of the claimed effectiveness was statistically invalid. I'm not surprised, are you? But they want you and your children to get it. And we don't know what harm it will cause now. We've seen some cases, enlargement of the heart. We don't know what harm it would do going forward when they have children and their children have children. Coming up, Major League Baseball supporting groups supporting sex change operations.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I have a story coming up before we wrap up today's hour. We're basically a professor that's trying to remain anonymous because he knows the flashback he would get. He said, you, I'm talking about you listening, you and your family or anyone else like you, you need to be more tolerant of pedophiles. You need to accept that sometimes older people have an attraction for minors and that they're attracted to the minors. and that even the LGBTQ plus community should accept pedophiles as a sexual minority. In other words, add a couple more initials. Are you ready for that? I'll get into that in more detail coming up in the next segment, but here in front of me, you have seen this happen. You go to a baseball game, and of course you're going to get a political message thrown in your face. A BLM for a while, and of course others. Now, I will grant you this, you have to keep in mind, there are Christian nights at some ballparks. The Cardinals host those. I participated them in the past. And they also host Pride Night at some teams. LGBTQ Pride Nights. The league itself pushes them. And some players don't want to wear the ribbon or whatever it was that they were told to wear while we're doing it. We've seen reaction from players and fans alike on that. But I want to share with you an analysis by National Review. I tried to get the author of this piece on to speak directly about it, but we never could make official contact, so it wasn't going to work out. I didn't want to hold the story anymore. National Review found among 20 of the Major League Baseball teams, various organizations that they fund or try to encourage fans to give to, actively encourage and or actively perform sex change operations on children. Did you know that? National Review found that almost, and I'm reading from their piece, their analysis of it. Actually, this is a summary of it written by Breitbart. National Review found that almost every team in the league, quote, promote or fund groups that encourage or provide sex change procedures and gender transition hormone treatment for minors as young as 12. Other organizations promote social transitions, i.e. non-medical changes in gender expression, including the adoption of new names, pronouns, clothing for children as young as 3. And much of the support of these teams is organized under the widespread LGBTQ pride nights that the league pushes. Along with the yearly events in the stadiums, the teams also donate money to a number of advocacy groups, usually local but also national. And he points out the Detroit Tigers support the Ruth Ellis Center and the Corktown Health in Detroit. At checkout page for tickets for the Friday night game or the Pride night game, the website on the Tigers' website offered a chance to support a local pride organization of your choice. Drop-down menu, including LGBTQ-focused clinics, such as the Ruth Ellis Center, Corktown Health, both of which actually perform medical gender transition on minors. The Ruth Ellis Center also has irreversible gender-affirming surgery in its suite of transitional care for transitional youth. Another charity promoted by the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers, is the Trans Sisters of Color Project, actively funding groups such as Trans Minors Rights, advocates for empowering the young people to make their own decisions without the consent of a parent. And what just happened in California shows you how far they'll take it. I'll get to that story as well in the next segment. But this National Review article points out, and here's where you need to really listen up. Please listen up. Hear this. Hear this. The Tigers are not the only one doing that. This National Review report found that 5 teams promote groups that push surgeries on trans kids. That would be the Tigers, the Boston Red Sox, the Brewers, Tampa Bay Rays, the Cleveland Guardians. What a funny name for a baseball team that's helping children because they suddenly decide they're not the right gender when I have an operation. Not guarding those kids. And it also points out that 4 teams partner with organizations that provide counseling and referrals to young people for such medical procedures. The teams on that list: LA Dodgers, Pittsburgh Pirates, San Diego Padres, the Oakland A's. Have you heard your team named yet? I know we have listeners all over. They can listen from anywhere on our app at KXEN1010.com. So they're out there all over. So have we named your team yet? Well, there's another five teams that promote groups that offer guides and promote transgender lifestyle. The Cincinnati Reds, Houston Astros, Arizona Diamondbacks, Philadelphia Phillies, the Colorado Rockies. Did that name any of your teams? Well, I'm not done. Six teams support groups that have lobbyists for the trans cause and otherwise find other ways to advocate for a transgender lifestyle. Now, this is not limited to just kids. It's adults, young adults as well, but it certainly includes kids. These teams include, are you ready? The LA Angels. That's blasphemy right there. Minnesota Twins. The Washington Nationals. Chicago White Sox. Chicago Cubs. Did I name any of your teams? I'm sorry. It seems I dropped one name. The St. Louis Cardinals. All of those teams I just named have lobbyists for the trans cause efforts and find other ways to advocate the transgender lifestyle. The National Review, in summary of what it found, this is a classic case of institutional capture by the left. And that's true. We saw that happen during the BLM. Teams were going to be told, you will put BLM markers on the field and in different places around the field. If you don't, you must be racist, you know. And a lot of fans said, I'm done with this game if that's what they're going to do. They did it. Football teams face the same extortion, and that's what it amounts to. And every one of these Major League Baseball teams I named are also facing extortion. Either you help support or we'll call you out. And there are others in their sights right now because they haven't been indoctrinated properly. I'll go through the teams for you one more time, real quick. Detroit Tigers, and all of them at varying degrees, collect money for organizations that either actively support and encourage or actually carry out transgender surgery on children, or support groups that will give them guidance in a transgender life. Detroit Tigers, Boston Red Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, Tampa Bay Rays, Cleveland Guardians, L.A. Dodgers, Pittsburgh Pirates, San Diego Padres, Oakland A's, Cincinnati Reds, Houston Astros, Arizona Diamondbacks, Philadelphia Phillies, the Colorado Rockies, L.A. Angels, Minnesota Twins, the Washington Nationals, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, and the St. Louis Cardinals. Fans, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Is there any way to push back and put a stop to this? School boards have been threatened and taken over by progressives and being extorted. Parents who speak out basically labeled as terrorists. Fans, you're going to speak out. You could be a terrorist as well. You want to quit going to the games? Will that solve that? I don't know. And then we have what they've done in the state of California. And a professor, not in California, that says we should be willing to accept pedophiles. They're not the scourge of the earth, really.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, as promoted in California, they have Senate Bill 107. It ensures that California is a refugee state for trans kids and their parents so they can be safe here, adding that parents should never be separated from their kids or criminalized for simply allowing them to be who they are, and stating that we need to hold firm in our support for the LGBTQ community and stand with LGBTQ youth. The legislative body passing this along the party lines, all 19 Republican Assembly members voting against it, 60 Democrats supporting it. It's on its way to the governor's office, and it passed the Senate by 30-9 margin. It's one thing to affirm, stand with them if that's... But the hidden part of this that's really the glaring part as well is that if you want... You're a minor and you want to have a sex change operation. If you could get to California, they're going to protect you and make it happen, even though they say parents should never be separated from their kids. But in this case, they're going to. If the kid can get there, an aunt or friend gets them there and they want the surgery, and they don't have to tell the parents. The legislation would shield parents who take their children to California for it from prosecution and criminal penalties in their home states where that might be illegal. Constitutionality, of course, yet to be debated. A lot of that yet to come. It prohibits law enforcement agencies from knowingly making, participating in the arrest of anyone involved about getting gender-affirming health care. Various things of that nature. In response... The Governor Abbott, Republican of Texas, ordered to the Texas Department of Public Family and Protective Services to investigate sex change procedures as child abuse. The state of California senator sponsoring this bill said, this is what we're trying to battle. A number of so-called sex change procedures that constitute child abuse under Texas law. The governor insists that any licensed professional who has direct contact, and I'm talking about the governor of Texas, has contact with children who may be subject to such abuse, doctors, nurses, teachers, you're going to face criminal penalties for failure to report as child abuse. But if they can get to California, someone will give them a ride, and I'm sure there'll be plenty to step forward to do it. 6-year-old says, I just don't feel like I'm a boy today, and I was wearing a dress and kicking around my mom's high heel shoes the other day. I think I'm a girl. Every adolescent goes through things like that. They're unsure of themselves. Just doesn't have to be reference sex, but unsure in so many things. How many times do you look back and think, if only I'd known then what I know now? Then we come to this story. Two professors, one at Oxford, one at Princeton, decided to come up with a journal of controversial ideas. And it allows academics, that'd be professors, so forth, to publish what might be considered offensive, immoral, or dangerous material just for the sake of free exchange of ideas. And they're allowed to use pseudonyms so nobody can come back after them. Well, one of those papers under fire now because he argues that society needs to be more tolerant of minor attracted persons. And he said the LGBTQ plus community should add pedophiles as a sexual minority. So what would it be, LGBTQ plus SM or SP for sexual pedophile? This writer claims that many men as well as some women are attracted almost exclusively to minors. And said, we've had them in the past. Yes, we did. I did an interview one time with some of them out in San Francisco. It was one of the most disgusting things when we sit there and listen to them and go through them. When I hear a 30-year-old man, a member of the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, tell me that it's okay for a 30-year-old man to take a 3-year-old child and teach them about sex. The documentary was focusing on incest, but that became a natural offspring of it. But this writer claims again that, and I'm not going to get into some of the details about what he did and the attraction for young boys and what he's done and what he hopes to do. The only satisfaction I find in this story is that the Greater Manchester Police is now launching an investigation into that paper. Our children are at risk on a constant basis. Now, do you care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, conservative, or liberal, if your child is subjected to that kind of thinking? If it doesn't bother you, we need to pray for you. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.